Hello and welcome to the World of Birds podcast. I am your host, Kayla Fisk. With the spring hawk watching season underway, I figured it would be a good time to go over some of the categories of birds of prey that you can see passing overhead. The species I will specifically name are those found in the northeastern parts of North America. But these classifications or categories of birds of prey can be found everywhere. Birds of prey, like all their birds, have distinct shapes, including tail length, wing shape, size, and color. These, along with other factors, help you to come to a conclusion on what species you are seeing. These shapes can help you identify a bird when details aren't very clear, which can happen often as these birds that are passing over can be so high up or quite a distance away, especially when they catch a thermal, which is a pocket of warm air going upward. Birds of prey passing over can be categorized into a few different groups, including buteos, accipiters, falcons, eagles, and a few oddballs that don't really fit into any of those categories. So, let's start with buteos. Species in this group that can be regularly found in the northeastern parts of North America are the red-tailed hawk, rough-legged hawk, broad-winged hawk, and the red-shouldered hawk. These are medium-sized birds of prey, with wide wings, shorter tails, and sturdy bodies, built for soaring. The flight style of these birds can vary depending on the species. The largest buteo in North America is the ferruginous hawk, and the smallest is the broadwing hawk. One of the most common buteos you can see is the red-tailed hawk, so you can practice noticing the buteo body shape and their field marks any time of year, almost anywhere in North America. Some of their unique identification features that tell you you have a red-tailed hawk are the band of darker streaks of feathers across their belly, their red tail and adults, and patagial bar on the leading edge of their wings. This feature is a thin line of dark feathers, and no other bird in northeastern North America has this identification feature. Other things to look for in this bird is commas or dark feathers by their wrists. But remember, not all red tails have red tails. Juveniles can have a light to medium brown with some barring on them. This species tends to like to soar with minimal flapping when it can, but when it does flap, it tends to be quick and light. Next up is the red-shouldered hawk, a buteo that is a bit smaller and slimmer than the red tail. They will have a more orange underside and a longer, bolder patterned black and cream colored tail. Along with the bolder patterned tail, their feathers on their wings are more bold patterned than the red tail. In good lighting, a wing window can sometimes be seen, which is a pale crescent-shaped pattern that you can see near the base of their primaries. Their wing beats tend to be a bit quicker and stiffer than you would see from a red tail, often resembling the flight style of an accipiter, which I'll discuss shortly. A highlight for hawk migration season is when the broadwing hawks really start passing through. They can pass in such huge numbers, with some days counting 1,000 in an hour's time, which is an impressive sight to see. These small buteos are about half the size of a red-tailed hawk and a third of the size of a red-shouldered. They can be identified by a chunkier body, shorter rounded wings, with reddish-brown barred underparts with more barring on their upper chest area. Their tail is shorter with a thick dark barring on it. Their flight profile stands out from the red-shouldered as its wings are much shorter, and they have 4 primary feather projections, unlike the 5 seen in the red-shouldered. The flight style of the broadwing hawk also tends to be light and buoyant. Flapping is quick. And lastly is the rough-legged hawk, one of the more uncommon species that can pass through in the Northeast. This buteo is both long-winged and long-tailed, and comes in 2 morphs, light and dark, and they're about the same size as a red-tailed hawk. The light morph will have a light-colored head, a dark belly band with black patches of feathers by their wrist areas, called carpal patches. Their long tail is white, with a black band at the end of it. Dark morph rough legs are almost completely dark. This buteo will often hold its wings in a slight dihedral, with wings slightly up, forming a very shallow V. One of the other categories of birds that you may see are accipiters. This group of birds tends to have short, rounded wings and a long, barred tail. This body shape is perfect for being able to maneuver through forests where they typically hunt. They also tend to hunt other birds, where the speed and agility are crucial. Size can be hard to judge when birds are so far away, leading to also their flight style being a nice way to help tell these birds apart at great distance. Overall, they tend to have a flap, 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 glide style of flight. A cool fun fact about this group of birds is that you can kind of age them by their eye color. Young birds will have a yellow eye, and as they get older, their eyes will progressively get darker until it's a deep dark red. This group of birds contains a sharp-shinned hawk, Cooper's hawk, and the American goshawk. The smallest of this group is the sharp-shinned hawk, which is approximately the size of a blue jay. They tend to be a little bit more stocky than the other two species and can fly with their wings scrunched up at their wrists so that their head barely passes the leading edge of their wings. So this is a good thing to look for when you're trying to decide what accipiter species you're looking at. Their tail is also squared at the end. Their flight style tends to be buoyant, but they seem to be unsteady in stronger winds. Their wing beats are quick and snappy, and mostly flapping from the wrist out with short glides in between. The next size up bird in this group is the Cooper's hawk, who is about the size of a crow. This accipiter has much longer and narrower wings and a more tubular body. Their large head can be seen further out away from their body than you would see on the sharp-shinned hawk, and their tail tends to be rounded at the end. Although, this feature can be deceiving as feather wear and molt can affect how that shape of their tail looks. This goes for the sharp-shinned hawk as well. With their longer wings, they tend to be a much steadier flyer than the sharp-shinned, and tend to have quick, stiff wing beats that use their full wing. And lastly, the largest in this group is the American goshawk. This is the largest accipiter in North America, about the size of a red-shouldered hawk, and has a bulky chest and long, broad tail. Adults can also be distinguished from the two smaller accipiters by their main body color, which is a pale gray compared to the reddish barring on the Cooper's and sharp-shinned. Their flight style is steady and slower, and they tend to hold their wings flat, but when gliding may hold their wings slightly drooped. Falcons are another one of the main categories of birds that you will see while hawk watching. Species in this family include the peregrine falcon, merlin, and American kestrel. These birds are distinguished by long pointed wings and a long tail. They are built for wide open spaces and for speed. Another way you can tell this group apart from the accipiters is their eye color. Where the accipiters can have yellow, orange, or red eyes, falcons will always have dark brown or black eyes. The American kestrel is the smallest in this group. Males and females have different plumage coloration. Both have bold facial patterns and have a long orangish tail, with the male having a thick black band at the end and females having many thin black bands throughout. The male has a bluish-gray wings, while the female is orangish overall. They have light-colored bodies with spots or streaks congregated on the upper breast. They also have a buoyant flight, and when out hunting, you may get lucky and actually see them hovering while they look for prey. At just a bit larger than the kestrel is the merlin. They are overall much darker than the kestrel, with dark brown streaking on their bellies, no bold facial patterns, with only a slightly darker line under their eyes. Their long tail is banded with dark brown and white. Compared to the flight style of the kestrel, they seem a bit more powerful, with stronger wing beats. And the largest in this group is the peregrine falcon. This falcon has a dark helmet coloring leading down to lines under their eyes. Overall, they are heavily barred with black and white on their underside, which will be a dark brown streaks in juveniles. The two eagle species that you may see in North America are the bald eagle and the golden eagle. Both of these birds are very large, with a wingspan of about 7 feet. They're both primarily dark, with only the adult bald eagle having a white head and tail, which takes approximately 5 years to get into this adult coloration. The juvenile bald eagle can often be mistaken for golden eagles. Juvenile bald eagles can have splotchy patches of white on their body, whether that be on their belly or wing pits. And juvenile golden eagles can have bold patches of white on the middle of their wings and on the base of their tails. Another clue to help tell the two apart is the size of the bird's head. Bald eagle's head is much larger, closer to the same size as their tail, while a golden eagle's head is much, much smaller, looking closer to the third of the size of their tail. When in flight, the bald eagle also holds its wings flat, while the golden eagle will hold their wings in a slight dihedral. If you see an eagle that is all dark brown on the underside with no white patches, then that would be an adult golden eagle. There are also a couple of oddballs that really don't fit into any of the above-stated broad categories and kind of become a category of their own. First is the osprey, a large fish-eating bird. This bird of prey has a white underside, a dark eye stripe, with a dark back, with long wings that are held with a crook in them, often giving them an M shape in flight. They also have darker flight feathers with a darker patch by their wrists and a long barred tail. Next is the northern harrier, a medium-sized hawk at home in open grasslands and marshes. They also have a long tail, a white rump patch, and long pointed wings. When flying, they also hold their wings in a dihedral. They're unique in the birds of prey that I've talked about in that they have a facial disc, giving them an owly appearance. And this is also another bird where the male and female have different coloration. The male is a pale gray, earning them the nickname of Gray Ghost. Their wingtips are pointed and black, and have a black line on the trailing edge of their wings. Females and juveniles are overall a light brown, with the female having a dark brown streaks on the breast. And, while not a bird of prey, this group of birds are another category of large birds that you will definitely see if you go out hawk watching, and that is the vultures. Including this is the turkey vulture and, very rarely, a black vulture. Along with their shape, how they fly and hold their wings can help you decide what species you're looking at. Both species have a bald head, but again, that is a feature that can be really hard to see when you're at a great distance away. Turkey vultures are a pretty large bird, nearly the size of an eagle, with a red featherless head in adults, with a dark body and underwing coverts, and their flight feathers and tail appear silvery, and compared to a black vulture, have a longer rounded tail. The turkey vulture also has a very characteristic flight, with their wings held high in a dihedral and often seen wobbling in flight as they try to avoid flapping as much as possible. The smaller black vultures are uniformly black with white wingtips, and they appear to have a very small head and a much shorter wedge-shaped tail. The black vulture also flies with flat wings or in a modified shallow dihedral with quick wing flaps. So with that little wrap-up, go on out and look for some migrating birds of prey. I highly recommend checking out websites such as Hawk Migration Association of North America and Hawkwatch International to learn more about hawks, their migrations, and to find a hawk watching site near you. Thanks for listening, all you lovely bird nerds, and have a great day.